Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Yud Zayin. The concept of a mavoi came up in Perek Yud Dalet. The typical arrangement of homes at the time of the Mishnah was that two or more homes would share a common courtyard, a chatzer, and several chatzerot would open to a mavoi, an alleyway connected either at one end or at both ends to the Reshut HaRabim. One may not carry in a mavoi on Shabbat unless one adjusts it using one of two methods established by Chazal, the lechi and the korah. Most of this perek is about the use of these two methods and how they are applied in a wide variety of scenarios. The last part of the perek is about a different method established by Chazal to allow use of a well in Reshut HaRabim in order to give one's animals water to drink. This is a very long perek, with many details, and as usual, we will focus on fundamental principles and summarize or skip some of the more technical details. Halacha Aleph, Mavoi Shiyesh Lo Shloshak Talim, Hu Hanikra Mavoi Satum, Umavoi Shiyesh Lo Shneik Talim Bilvad, Ze Keneged Ze, Veha'am Nichnasin Beruach Zo, Viotzin Beshek Kenegda, Hu Hanikra Mavoi Mifulash. A mavoi with three walls and one end open to the Reshut HaRabim is called a mavoi satum, a closed mavoi. In modern Hebrew, this term is used to denote a dead end. A mavoi with two parallel walls and open on both ends to the Reshut HaRabim is called a mavoi mifulash, an open mavoi. This distinction is not merely technical. The mavoi satum serves only the residents of the chatzerot which open to the mavoi, while the mavoi mefulash serves the general public, who can use it as a path between the Reshut HaRabim at one end to the Reshut HaRabim at the other end. In Halacha Bet, the Rambam addresses first the mavoi satum. Heach matirin mavoya satum, ose lo baruach harevi'it lechi echad, o ose alav kora, vidayo, v'techashev ota kora, o oto lechi, ki ilu satam ruach revi'it, v'yaseh reshut hayachid, v'yeh mutar letaltel b'chulo, shedin Torah, b'shalosh mechitzot bilvad mutar letaltel, u'midivrei sofrim hi haruach harevi'it, u'fichach daila b'lechi o kora. Here the Rambam says something surprising. Recall from Perek Yud Dalet that the Rambam requires four walls as part of the definition of a Reshut HaYachid, and he explicitly included a Mavoi Satum with only three walls as an example of a Carmelite. Yet the Rambam writes here that it is permitted midoraita to carry in any area surrounded by three walls, like a mavoi satum. This clearly indicates, contrary both to our general intuition and also, as we'll see later, to the opinion of other Rishonim, that for the Rambam, midoraita one may carry on Shabbat even within an area that is not a Reshut HaYachid. We'll come back later to this very important debate. But returning to the Mavoi Satum, midoraita one may carry in it without any adjustment. But midrabanan, in order to help ensure that no one mistakenly carry out of the Mavoi into the Reshut HaRabim, Chazal required that one place on the open end either a lechi or a korah. A lechi is a vertical beam placed on the ground at one end of the opening of the mavoi. A korah is a horizontal beam placed along the top of the opening of the mavoi, extending from one side to the other. There's an image file accompanying this recording which illustrates how each of these is placed at the entrance to the mavoi. We'll see in Halacha Tet what exactly each of these items accomplishes and the very significant difference between them. Halacha Gimel. V'he'ach matirin mavoi mifulash, oselo tzurata petach mikan, v'lechi okora mikan, u'mavoi akom torato kamfulash. How may carrying be permitted in a mavoi mifulash? On one open end, we must make a tzurata petach, and on the other end, a lechi or a korah, just like in the mavoi satum. Here again, there is an immediate question, really a double question. The Rambam wrote in Halacha Bet that three walls are necessary midoraita to allow carrying within an enclosed space. We saw in the last perek, based on the explanation of Rav Chaim in Halacha Tet Zayin, that a tzurata petach is not considered a wall, as it is only able to delineate an area and separate it from the surrounding area, but is not itself a physical mechitza. How then can carrying in a mavoi mefulash be permitted by having a tzurat petach on one end? The mavoi still lacks even three walls. Furthermore, the Rambam later in Halacha Yud writes explicitly that one may not carry between two parallel walls in Rishut HaRabim, even if he puts a tzurat petach on one or both ends. Isn't this exactly the situation of the mavoi mefulash here in Halacha Gimel? Rav Soloveitchik explains that the cases are different. A mavoi mefulash is not itself part of Rishut HaRabim, as it is primarily meant for the residents of the mavoi, but it allows passage to Rishut HaRabim. The three walls required in general to allow carrying are not like the four walls required to create a Rishut HaYachid. A Rishut HaYachid requires physical walls, but the three walls which allow carrying have a different function, to separate the enclosed area from the Rishut HaRabim, as the prohibition to carry within a single domain applies only to a Rishut HaRabim. So for the Mavoi Mefulash, which already has two walls, and is not an integral part of Rishut HaRabim, but just connected to it, the third wall needs only to separate it from the Rishut HaRabim, and does not need to function as a physical wall. Thus, a Tzurat HaPetach suffices as the third wall of a Mavoi Mefulash, making it the equivalent of a Mavoi Satum. And like a Mavoi Satum, it further requires either a Lechi or a Korah at the end which is open to the Rishut HaRabim. The halacha ends with the statement that a mavoi akum, a mavoi at a right angle shaped like an L or a dalid, has the status of a mavoi mefulash. The Shulchan Aruch explains this to mean that each of the two legs of the mavoi is considered mefulash, and thus this mavoi requires either a tzurat petach at its right angle and a lechi or korah at both open ends, or the reverse, a lechi or korah at its angle and a tzurat petach on both ends. We skip ahead to Halacha Zayin. Ein ha-mavoi nitar belechi o korah ad sheyu batim v'chatzerot pituchot etocho, v'yeh orko me'arba amot v'amala, v'yeh orko yater al rochbo, aval mavoi she'orko kerochbo, hareyu kechatzer, v'eino nitar ela bishnei l'chayayim mishnei ruchotav, kol lechi b'ma shehu, o befas rochav arba'a meruach achat. The entire heter to carry through the mechanism of a lechi or korah is limited to a mavoi which has the usual form of a mavoi as distinguished from a chatzer. This means that it must have homes and courtyards opening to it, it must be at least 4 amot long, and it must be longer than it is wide. A mavoi which is only as long as it is wide is considered a chatzer. What is required to be allowed to carry in a chatzer, which is completely open to one side? We saw this type of case back in Perek Tetvav Halacha Yudbet, regarding a stream which is more than 10 amot wide and creates a breach in a wall of a chatzer. The Rambam wrote there that one may carry in the chatzer if there remains of that wall either a small pas, a strip of wall, on either side of the breach, or a pas of length 4 tefachim on one side of it. This is exactly what the Rambam says in this halacha is required in a mavoi whose length and width are equal. Skip now to Halacha Tet. Mavoi she'ein berochbo shlosha tefachim, eino tzarich lo lechi velo korah. Umutar letaltel b'chulo, shekol pachot mishlosha harehu kelavud. Mavoi shechshiro b'korah, afal pi shemutar letaltel b'chulo kirshut hayachid, hazorek mitocho lirshut harabim, o mershut harabim letocho, patur. Shehakorah mishum haker hi asuya, aval im hechshiro b'lechi, hazorek mitocho lirshut harabim, o mershut harabim letocho, chayav. Shehalechi harehu kimchitza beruach revi'it. A mavoi which is less than 3 tefachim wide does not require any adjustment, neither a lechi nor a korah, in order to permit carrying inside it. This is because of the concept of lavud, which we saw in the last perek, based on which a gap of under 3 tefachim is considered closed, and so this mavoi is not really open to the Rishut HaRabim at all. The Kesef Mishnah explains that this halacha refers to any situation where even just the opening of the mavoi to the Rishut HaRabim is less than 3 tefachim wide, even if the interior part of the mavoi is significantly wider than that. The remainder of the halacha points out a fundamental difference between a lechi and a korah. A lechi is considered the equivalent of an actual mechitza along the fourth wall, even though it is just a column. Hence, a mavoi satum with a lechi at the open end is a bona fide reshut hayachid, and thus someone who throws an object from the reshut harabim into this type of mavoi is chayiv. In contrast, a kora is not the equivalent of a mechitza. Rather, it is merely a heker, a marker or a symbol, to indicate to the residents of the mavoi where the mavoi ends and the reshut harabim begins. So a mavoi satum with a kora has only three walls and is not a reshut hayachid, and thus someone who throws an object from the reshut harabim into it is patur. The Ravid objects to this psak in his Hasagi here. Since carrying is permitted in a mavoi satum with a korah, it must be considered a reshut hayachid due to its three full walls. So how can it be that one who throws from a reshut harabim into this mavoi is patur? As we explained back in Halacha Bet, the Rambam disagrees with the premise of the question. Three walls do not make a reshut hayachid for the Rambam. That requires four walls. But carrying is nonetheless permitted because midoraita, one may carry in an area with three walls even though it isn't a reshut hayachid. Halacha Yud. Shnei ketalim birshut harabim v'ham ovrim b'nehen ketsan machshir b'nehen osed latot mikan ulatot mikan v'achar kach yeyase b'nehen reshut hayachid ve'eino tzarich linol had latot ava tzarich shiyu ru'uyot lihinael hayu mushkaot be'afar mefane oto u'metaknan lihinael aval tzurat ha'petach olechi v'kora einan mo'ilim b'hechsher reshut harabim. We alluded to this halacha earlier when we contrasted it to the case of the mavoi mefulash in halacha gimel. If there are two parallel walls in a reshut harabim, then the mechanisms of lechi, korah, and tzurat ha-petach will not work to permit carrying in the area between the walls, as these are ineffective in a reshut harabim. Rather, it is necessary that doors be attached at both ends of the walls, thereby making the area inside into a reshut hayachid. The doors don't need to be locked, but they need to be capable of being locked. There's a difficulty with this last point. When the Rambam introduced the entire concept of Reshut HaYachid in Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Aleph, he gave the example of a city whose gates are locked at night. He didn't add there that it suffices if they are capable of being locked, implying that they must actually be locked at night. So why here do the walls in the Reshut HaRabim become a Reshut HaYachid even through the presence of doors which are not actually locked at night? Rav Soloveitchik explains that this is similar to what we saw in the last halacha. The Rambam is not speaking here about turning the area between these walls into a bona fide Reshut HaYachid, for which one would be chayiv if he threw something into it from a Reshut HaRabim. He is speaking only of allowing carrying within this area, and for this it suffices to separate the area from the surrounding Reshut HaRabim. This may be done by adding doors which can be locked, even if in practice they are not locked. The words in the halacha of V'achar kach yeyaseh b'nehen Reshut HaYachid are not to be taken literally to mean that the area between the walls becomes a full Reshut HaYachid. Back in Halacha Bet, the Rambam used similar terminology, v'yeyaseh reshut hayachid, in reference to the mavoi satum with either a lechi or a korah set up at its end, even though he clarified in Halacha Tet that the korah does not make the mavoi into a reshut hayachid at all, because it is purely a heker and not a mechitza. Rather, his words in Halacha Bet refer only to the heter to carry, and so too in Halacha Yud, he is speaking only of the heter to carry and not of turning the area into a complete reshut hayachid. Halacha Yud Bet. Bakol osin lechayayim, afilu bedavar shiyesh bo ruach chayim, vafilu bisurei hanaya. Avodah zara atzma, o asherah sha'asa ota lechi, kasher, sha'alechi ovyo kolshehu. Gova halechi ein pachot me'asara tvachim, rochbo v'ovyo kolshehu. A lechi can be made from anything, even a live animal tied in place, and even something which is asur b'hana'ah, because using something for a mitzvah purpose is not considered a form of hana'ah. A piece of wood which is worshipped as avodah zarah, or which comes from an asherah, is worse than other forms of isur hana, because these must be burnt. There is a principle of ketute mechdat shiure, establishing that anything which needs to be burnt is considered to lack any halachic shiur, including length, width, and thickness. But even these items can be used as a lechi, because a lechi has no shiur. Its thickness and its width can be arbitrarily small. But the Rambam adds that the height of the lechi must be at least 10 tvachim. Doesn't this undercut the statement he just made, that a lechi has no shiur? We'll address this after learning in the next halacha about the korah. Bakol osin korah, aval lo ba'ashira, lefi sheyesh l'rocha v'korah shiur, v'chol ha-shiurin asurin min ha-ashira, v'kama rocha v'korah, ein pachot mitefach, v'ovia kol shehu, v'hu shetie b'riya l'kabel abriach, shu chatzi levena shel shlosha tvachim al shlosha tvachim. In contrast to the lechi, the korah has a shiur, and in two respects, its width must be at least a tefach, and its thickness must be strong enough to support half a brick of size 3x3 tefachim. In Halacha Chafei, the Rambam adds that if one sets up two parallel korot, one beneath the other, then it suffices if both together are strong enough to support this kind of brick. Because of this required shiur in both width and thickness, the korah may not be made from an asherah, which cannot have a shiur based on the principle of ketute mechdat shiure. So how is a lechi any different, as its height has a minimal shiur of 10 tefachim? The Ravid here and the Meiri Masechet Erevin give variations of the same answer. The lechi, even if it is considered to be burnt, could still function as a lechi, by being tied in place, or just sitting as a 10 tefach high pile of ashes on the ground. But the korah is suspended in the air, and must be strong enough to support a brick. Both of these are clearly impossible if the korah is considered burnt to dust. Some achronim, including Rav Chaim in his Chidushim here, suggest a different answer. The principle of ketute mechdat shiure is a formal rule establishing that any object which needs to be burnt lacks a shiur, but it doesn't require us to consider this object as if it were actually burnt. The shiur of 10 tefachim for the height of a lechi isn't actually a shiur in the lechi itself, but rather in the space which must be covered by the walls of a reshut hayachid. Since this isn't a shiur in the lechi, and we may consider the lechi of an asherah to exist in its current form as long as it itself doesn't need to have a shiur, even a lechi which comes from an asherah is valid. Halacha Yud Dalet. Kama yeh petach hamavoy v'yeh dai lahachshiro b'lechi o korah. Govho ein pachot me'asara tvachim, v'lo yater al esrim ama, v'rochbo ad eser amot. How big must the mavoi be in order for a lechi or a korah to permit carrying inside it? No lower than 10 tvachim, and no wider than 10 amot. In the case of a korah, there is an added condition that the mavoi must be no higher than 20 amot, as the purpose of a korah is to serve as a heker, and no one will see the korah if it sits more than 20 amot above the ground. Hence, the Rambam adds in Halacha Tetvav, if the korah has an artistic design which draws attention to it, then it is noticeable even higher up, and therefore is valid even for a mavoi more than 20 amot high. Conversely, the Rambam adds in Halacha Chaf Gimel, if the korah isn't visible because it is covered by a mat, then it is ineffective and does not permit carrying the mavoi. In Halacha Chaf Dalet, he rules that a korah must make it all the way from one end of the roof of the mavoi to the other, with a gap of no more than 3 tefachim between it and either side of the mavoi, or in between two parts of a korah, which is split into two pieces. If a tzurat ha-petach is built covering the open end of a mavoi, then this functions in place of a lechi or korah, no matter how low, how wide, or how high the mavoi is. As we saw in Perek Tet Zayin, a tzurat ha-petach is meaningful even for an opening which is more than 10 amot wide. Skip now to Halacha Yud Chet for an important difference between a mavoi and a chatzer. Nifratz ha-mavoi bimlo'o lechatzer, v'nifratza chatzer k'negdo l'rshut harabim, hareza asur, mipnei shehu mavoi mefulash, v'chatzer muteret, sh'chatzer sh'rabim bok'im ba, v'nichnasin bazo v'yotzin bazo, harei hi rshut hayachid gemura. If the closed end of a mavoi satum is breached in its entirety and opens to a chatzer behind it, and the opposite wall of the chatzer also has an opening in it, leading out to the Reshut HaRabim, then the Mavoi has become a Mavoi Mefulash, open to the Reshut HaRabim on both ends, one of them through an intervening chatzer. Thus, it is usher to carry in the mavoi unless it is modified as required of a mavoi mifulash from halacha gimel, a tzura tapetach on one end and a lechi or a korah on the other end. But the chatzer, despite the fact that it too is now open on both ends to the Rishut HaRabim, and people walk through it to get from one Rishut HaRabim to the other, is unaffected. It remains a complete Rishut HaYachid, and specifically one may carry inside it. The difference is that a chatzer has four mechitzot, and the openings in its walls to the Mavui and to the Rishut HaRabim are not 10 amot wide, the minimal width to nullify a mechitza. The movement of the general public through these openings does not itself nullify the mechitzot of the chatzer. This is the principle of lo atu rabim umevatli mechitzta, which we will see again in a different context at the end of the parak. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Mavoi shehu rachav esrim ama, ose pas gavoa asarat tfachim b'meshach arba amot, shehu shiur meshach ha-mavoi, u'mamido ba'emtza, v'nimtza kishnei mevo'ot, yesh b'fetach kol echad mehen eser amot. O marchik shtei amot mikan, u'mamid pas shalosh amot, u'marchik shtei amot mikan, u'mamid pas shalosh amot, v'nimtza petach ha-mavoi eser amot, v'atzdadin harei hen kistumin, sharei omeid merube al haparutz. If a mavoi is between 10 and 20 amot wide, too wide for a lechi or korah, as we saw in Halacha Yudalid, this can be fixed in one of two ways, illustrated in an image file accompanying this recording. One method is to split this mavoi down the middle by placing in the center of the opening, with less than 10 amot on each side of it, a pas 4 amot long running along the length of the mavoi. This essentially turns the mavoi into two mavoot, in each of which carrying can be permitted using a lechi or a korah. The second method is to narrow the opening of the mavoi by placing two pasim along the width of the opening, one on each side, leaving a gap of less than 10 amot between them. The two pasim don't need to get all the way to the ends of the opening of the mavoi, and it suffices to cover most of each side of the gap based on the principle of omed merube al haparutz. In Halacha Chaf Bet, the Rambam mentions several dinim pertaining to the lechi. The lechi can be something which was already there, a lechi ha'omed me'ilav, and need not be placed at the entrance of the mavoi for the specific purpose of allowing carrying. However, the lechi ha'omed me'ilav is valid only if the residents intended before Shabbat to rely on it. A lechi is valid even if it is only visible from inside the mavoi or only from outside it. The lechi must begin at one end of the opening of the mavoi or within three tefachim of one end based on the principle of levud, but it can be wide and extend arbitrarily far into the opening of the mavoi. We conclude our entire discussion of the mavoi with a din of a mavoi whose lechi or korah was removed during Shabbat. In this case, the Rambam writes in Halacha Lamed Dalid, it is forbidden to carry in the mavoi for the remainder of Shabbat, even if the space to which it opens isn't a Rishut HaRabim but a Carmelite. We move now to a new topic in Halacha Chaf Zayim. Be'er she'asala shmona pasin ba'arba zaviot, shnei pasin dvukin b'chol zavit, harei elu kimchitza, va'af al pi shaparutz merube al ha'omed b'chol ruach v'ruach, ho'il va'arba hazaviot omdot, harei ze mutar l'malot min ha'be'er ul hashkot la'behema. V'chama yeh gova kol pas mehen, asarat tfachim, v'rochbo shisha tfachim, uvein kol pas ufas, kimlo shtei rivakot shel arba arba bakar, achat nichneset v'achat yotza, shiur rochav ze ein yater al shalosh esrei ama ushlish. A well is a Rishut HaYachid. To permit drawing water from a well located in the Rishut HaRabim in order to provide drinking water for one's animals, mainly oxen, there must be 8 pasim set up in the form of 4 corners of a square around the well, each corner made of 2 pasim placed at a right angle. Each pas must be 10 tfachim high and 6 tfachim wide. The open space between pasim along each side of the square can be as wide as 13 and a third amot, enough space for 2 groups of 4 oxen tied together to pass each other as one of them enters and the other one exits the area within the square. This arrangement is known in the Mishnah as pasei biraot, the boards of the wells, and is illustrated in an image file accompanying this recording. Halacha Lamed explains that pasei biraot are only effective in very limited circumstances. Lo hitiru hapasin ha'elu ela be'eretz Yisrael ulvehemat olei regalim bilvad v'hu shiye be'er ma'im chayim shel rabim aval adam yered la be'er v'yishteh o ya'aseh lo mechitza mukefet la be'er gvoha sarat tvachim v'yamod betocha v'yidle v'yishteh. These pasim were only permitted in Eretz Yisrael and around the Shalosh Regalim during the time that Olei Regalim would travel to Yerushalayim and back. One may use them only to provide water for his animals, not for himself or for another person. In order to drink himself, a person must either descend into the well or build full mechitzot surrounding it. The well must be a source of spring water, ma'im chayim, not collected water, a bore, that was set up in Rishut HaRabim by choice. It also must be a well which is open to the public, not privately owned. If the water is collected in a bore, or if the well is privately owned, the Rambam adds in Halacha Lamed Aleph, then it too must be surrounded by full mechitzot before water can be drawn from it into the Rishut HaRabim. But how do these pasei biraot work at all? Each side of the square surrounding the well has only 6 tvachim, that is 1 amma of actual wall, in the form of a pas at each corner, and more than 13 amot of space between these pasim. This is most certainly parutz merubeh al ha'omed, which, based on the halachot we learned in the last perek, should disqualify the pasei biraot as mechitzot. The Rambam explains in Halacha Lamed Gimel. Hazorek me'rshut harabim levein hapasim chayav hoil v'yesh bechol zavit v'zavit mechitza gemura sheyesh ba gova asara v'yater me'arba'a al arba'a v'harei haribua nikar v'nir'eh na'asa kol shebeinehen rshut hayachid v'afilu hayu babik'a v'ein sham beinehen be'er sh'arei bechol ruach v'ruach pas mikan ufas mikan v'afilu hayu rabim bok'im v'ovrim bein hapasim lo batlu המחיצות, והרי הן כחצר שרבים בוקעים בה, והזורק לתוכן חייו, ומותר להשקות הבהמה ביניהן, אם היה שם ביניהן באר. The square formed by the pasei biraot is a reshut hayachid midoraita, and hence one who throws an object from the reshut harabim to inside the square is chayav. This is true even if these pasim are set up not around a well, but in any other location. The reason that they are considered a reshut hayachid, despite the parutz merubel haomed, is because each corner has a valid mechitza, 10 tvachim high and 4x4 tvachim in area, and harei haribua nikar v'nir'eh. The square formed by them is clearly recognizable and visible. This is a new concept of mechitza, which we haven't seen before, when corners have the minimal size of mechitzot and form the outline of a clearly defined enclosed space, then that space qualifies as a reshut hayachid. Even though the general public moves through the very wide spaces between the pasim, we apply the rule of lo atu rabim umevatli mechitza, which we saw in Halacha Yudchet regarding a chatzer. When there are valid mechitzot which form a reshut hayachid, the movement of the rabim through them does not nullify their standing as mechitzot. Nonetheless, as we read in Halacha Lamed, Chazal only permitted the use of these pasim when they surround a well, and even then only with certain added conditions. What if the well dries up during Shabbat? Or conversely, if it had dried out before, but water returned to it on Shabbat? The Rambam answers in Halacha Lamed Daled. If the well dries up, then it is forbidden to carry between the pasim for the remainder of Shabbat. If water returns to the well on Shabbat, then it is permitted to carry between the pasim, because the pasim are the equivalent of a mechitza created on Shabbat, which is a valid mechitza as we saw in the last perek. Halacha Lamed Hei. Achsadra babika, mutar l'taltel b'chula, va'af al pi shei shalosh mechitzot v'tikra, sh'anu ro'in ki'ilu pi tikra yerad v'satam ruach revi'it, va'zorek me'rshut harabim l'tocha patur, kizorek l'mavoy satum shi'yesh lo kora. Bait o chatzer shnifratz keren zavit shelo be'eser amot, hareza asur l'taltel b'chulo, af al pi shekol pirtza shehi ad eser amot kefetach, ein osin petach v'keren zavit. V'im hayta sham kora milamala al orech hapirtza, ro'in ota shiyarda v'satma, umutar l'taltel b'chulo. we conclude with the din of anachsadra, a structure with three walls and a ceiling, which opens on one side to a bikah, a valley which has the status of a carmelite. One may carry inside it, even though it has only three walls and seems similar to a mavoi satum, because we view the edge of the ceiling as descending to cover the fourth wall. This is the principle of pi tikra yored v'sotem, which we saw in the last parak, in the context of a karpef with a partial ceiling. Unlike the pasei bira'ot, the effectiveness of pi tikra yored v'sotem is entirely rabbinic, like that of a korah in a mavoi. It permits carrying in the achsadra, but does not transform it into a reshut hayachid. Therefore, one who throws an object from the reshut harabim into this achsadra is patur. Another case where this principle is relevant is when a regular four-walled area, like a bayit or a chatzer, is breached at a corner. Even if this creates a gap at the corner of width 10 amot or less, usually an acceptable gap in a machitza, it is nonetheless forbidden in this case to carry in the entire bayit or chatzer. The reason for this is that a gap of up to 10 amot is usually considered a doorway, a petach, but that cannot work here, because a doorway is not made at a corner. We saw this idea too in the last parak, in the context of a tzurat petach placed at a corner. The only way to allow carrying in the bayit or chatzer in this scenario is if the breach at the corner has a beam directly above it, in which case we can apply here too the mechanism of pi tikra yored v'sotem. Some have a girsa at the end of this halacha, in which the Rambam adds the words v'hu shalot tehe ba'alachson, meaning that the beam must not be at a diagonal from one end of the breach to the other. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this girsa, according to which the Rambam permits the use of pi tikra only when there is a horizontal beam above one side of the corner where the mechitzot are breached. The idea seems to be that in this case, the mechanism of pi tikra yored v'sotem eliminates half of the breach, so that the part that remains on the other wall is no longer a corner, but only the end of one wall, which can then be considered a petach. Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.